We often call this the most wonderful time of year, but that's not the case for everybody. The holidays can be really hard on families who have recently lost a loved one. Just Enduring is a nonprofit that was started in 2020 by grieving parents and medical professionals to help those dealing with the loss of a child. And Martha McGeehorn is one of the co-founders, and she's joining us with some reminders. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having us.
I think with the death of CBC hockey player Colin Brown, I mean, it's really shaken all of us. And, of course, losing a child is unimaginable. Unfortunately, you lived that nightmare. Can you tell us about Everly?
Absolutely. Everly was born in April of 2018. She was our second daughter. And for all purposes, she was perfectly healthy. And we had no reason to expect or suspect that anything was wrong. She had never even had a runny nose, was just a happy, healthy baby. And one day we dropped her off at daycare. And that afternoon we got a phone call from our daycare provider that they couldn't wake her up from her nap.
Oh boy.
And that's 16 where our
weeks old.
Yeah. That's where our nightmare began. Was that phone call.
And so you had told us, and you have a social work background and all those kinds of things. So did you immediately, were you able to kick into that, or is the emotion so overwhelming, as I suspect it would be for me, that it's hard to function?
Right. Absolutely. I think it was a combination of both. I think my social work degree and my husband's very type A personality, we knew very quickly that we had to find resources and figure out how to get through what was happening. And we spent a lot of time once we came out of that early fog thinking about, what about the families that don't have those resources or don't have that experience and know who to call and know where to find resources? We had a hard time, and we had the skills and the experience to figure some things out, and not everyone has that luxury.
Yeah. I know you guys do a lot of things to honor Everly. Can you tell us about a few of those?
Sure. We, every year at Christmas time, we send a message out to all of our family and friends and ask them to do an act of kindness in her name. And then we ask them to write us a letter and address it to Everly. One of the things that is often not thought of is that when you lose a child, you don't get mail with their name on it.
And you don't see
their name in print very often. So it had kind of a secondary benefit of every year we get mail with her name on it, just like we would our other kids at their birthdays and that sort of thing. And then we put all those letters in her stocking, and it is a reminder that her stocking isn't empty and that she's still with us during this season. And then on Christmas Day, we as a family open those letters and read them together and hear all the stories of ways that people have been able to spread kindness and just do nice things for others in her name and carrying her legacy and spirit.
That's a great idea. What advice do you give grieving parents?
I think, especially during this time of year, is to give yourself grace and know that it's okay to experience both the joy of the season and also sit in the grief and the hard space. It's been 6 years now since we lost Everly, and I'll say, you know, it's different. The Christmas season is different now than it was in year one or two, and we still sit sometimes on days when it's hard, and I just let the grief happen and be with it, and also be okay when you're feeling joy and excitement and the other things that come with the season. It doesn't take away from your experience or missing your child if you give yourself the grace to feel that joy too.
You know, you touched briefly on siblings and being a part and reading those letters. Talk about not just your other kids and how this has helped them, but just kind of what to look for if you're a parent, because you could see being so myopic and so caught up into your own grief to realize the other kids, they're feeling it too.
Absolutely. Our oldest daughter had just turned three when Everly passed. And we automatically start, before we even left the hospital, looked at each other and go, we have to tell her that her sister's never coming home.
Oh boy.
And in some ways, that was harder than managing our own grief and figuring out what's grief and what's three, right? And so that, you know, that's our experience too, but I think that carries over whether it's what's grief and what's teenage years and what's, and so navigating all of that. And I think it's really important just to take it one day at a time and know that grief changes too. So she was three. She's nine now. She still talks about her sister. And we leave space for her to do that. And it's different now than it was 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. But she's still certainly grieving. And her grief changes and over time. And we have to recognize that she grieves again as she hits those new developmental milestones.
And would you advise other parents that while parents and adults grieve in different ways and you have to try and respect that, to be ready for however your other children are going to
grieve. Absolutely. I think that you're spot on. Everyone grieves differently, and recognizing that is a really important part of the whole process too. My husband and I grieved differently. We grieved differently than our co-founders, Ben and Laura, when they lost their sons, Jackson. And we grieve differently than our daughter and our son, who didn't know his sister. In some ways, he also is grieving the loss of a sister that he never knew. And we have to provide space for that too. And it's a different story than how his sister experiences grief. So absolutely.
We're talking to Martha McGeehorn, co-founder of Just Enduring, a not-for-profit that helps grieving parents kind of navigate, and especially during the holidays. But what about the rest of us? If we have a friend who has lost a child, what do you say? You feel so helpless and you don't want to say the wrong thing.
Yep.
I'm really glad you asked that question. I think that's a really important question. And I want to start by saying, I think it's very hard to say the wrong thing. There are, you know, certainly things that I would recommend, you know, don't focus on, you know, silver linings or say, you know, those platitudes that everything happens for a reason. You know, we have a whole list of those sorts of things that I would recommend not saying. But generally speaking, if you just reach out and acknowledge the person that's not there, that's going to mean so much to the grieving family. Again, like I mentioned, we don't get to see our kids' names in print. We also don't get to hear our kids' names on a daily basis. And so just reaching out and saying, you know, I was thinking of your daughter or your son today and wanted to let you know. We often think that when we bring up the person that died, it's going to make someone sad. And for me, and I think most of the grieving parents that I've met and talked to, it actually has the opposite effect.
Huh.
It provides us with the understanding that you remember our kids too, mm-hmm. and they're not forgotten. So I would just really encourage you to not be afraid to bring it up. And
that's a great point. I wouldn't have thought of how it kind of flips.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I was guilty of having those same thought processes before I lost my daughter and not wanting to bring up, you know, my friend's mom who had died because I didn't want to make her sad, right? But when we don't talk about those people, it makes the griever think that they're forgotten and that they're grieving alone. And so having that support system and people who are there to reach out and say, you know, I was thinking about Everly today and just wanted you to know that, you know, I saw a butterfly and it made me think of her. Or I saw a rainbow and it made me think of her. Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys have done a butterfly garden in your backyard, which I think is also another really smart thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. It gives us a place where, you know, when we're having hard days, it just to sit and be in nature and smell the flowers, see the butterflies and just be. And I think that's been really healing for us.
So talk about these grieving or maybe people that know somebody is grieving, how they get involved, what are the steps they take, what should they do?
Sure. So we have a lot of information on our website, both for families who have experienced the death of a child, as well as their family and friends or caregivers, that offer really practical steps from everything from how to plan a funeral to what your body and mind might experience as you're going through grief. And then, like I said, I mentioned that list of things not to say, but also the things to do and the things to say and how you can support someone that's going through grief. We also have some guides that offer the griever really step-by-step concrete information from things, again, like how to plan a funeral to who to call at the Social Security office to cancel their Social Security number, to how you're going to feel 8 months, 9 months out to, and we also have a sibling grief guide for parents to walk through some of those things that your other kids might be experiencing. So our website has a lot of resources. And I think that's our biggest contribution right now is that piece on those pieces on our website. And we're making connections with funeral homes and hospitals just to make sure we can get those pieces of information into the hands of the people who need them most.
Yeah, it's justenduring.org. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story and just offering all the resources that you do for just such a rough topic that a lot of people don't want to ever talk about, but it is something that we deal with death eventually, and we really appreciate you coming in.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.